You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
This devotion is for Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. The reading is from Romans chapter 7, beginning at the 13th verse. Did that which is good, then, bring death to me? By no means. It was sin, producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. Here ends the reading. Paul succinctly and powerfully describes our lives as saints and sinners, caught up in the mortal conflict between Christ and Satan. We know what we ought to do. We even want to do it as saints. We, like Paul, delight in the law of God as saints. However, as sinners, our view of the law is totally the opposite. We resent it and its relentless demands. The mortal conflict is not just out there in the world. It is within us, encompassing our whole life. The I in the letter is who Paul was called to be in Christ, a saint. His identity in Christ was at war with his identity in the flesh, a sinner. He kept on doing evil because sin, his sin, dwelled within him. When we sin, we might say, the devil made me do it. We are only fooling ourselves. No outside force needs to push us to sin. We sin because sin dwells within us. Paul, an apostle chosen directly by Jesus, was powerless to get himself out of the mortal combat within him, but he knew who could rescue him. He immediately answered his question, who will deliver me from this body of death? Jesus Christ is the only one who can deliver us from our bodies of death. Let us pray. Lord, deliver me from this body of death. Amen. Here's a suggested Lenten response. Think of the most recent time when you found yourself not doing the good you wanted to do or the evil you did not want to do. What led up to that moment? How did the Lord lead you through it? Praise God for his powerful deliverance for you.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.